Amen. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many of you want to be right? Amen. This is why we come to, amen, the Prayer News Network every night, amen, at 9 p.m., because we want the Lord to make us right. Amen. And truly God is making us, he's shaping us, and he's molding us, amen, to be, amen, that child of God that he's calling us to be. Amen. We just want to be right. We thank God for that opening selection coming through. Amen. Amen. Pastor Sheila Hameen. Amen. And her daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. Amen. Saying, I just want to be right. Lord, make me right. And truly, this should be our prayer. Amen. Each and every one of us. Amen. This should be our prayer and our heart desire that the Lord will make us right. Amen. We bless God. Amen. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network. We want to take time to welcome each and every one of you. Amen. For coming. Amen. To be with us on this night. Amen. Surely the Lord, amen, has, amen, great things in store for us. Amen. We want to welcome each and every one of you. Amen. As, amen, others are still coming in. Amen. We want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We know already that you know you're welcome, but we want to make it our business, amen, amen, that you will leave without a doubt, amen, knowing that you are free to enjoy the Lord with us on this Prayer News Network. Amen. We just bless God for another day. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for giving us a mind to continue on, amen, to serve the Lord and to be, amen, all that he's calling us to be. And truly it takes a mind, amen, the mind, the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Amen. We got to have that same mind. In order for us, amen, to be like Jesus, we got to seek after him. Amen. We come tonight to seek after the face of God. Amen. To get to know the Lord. Amen. To strengthen our relationship. Amen. And whatever is not like the Lord, amen, we want God, amen, to, amen, search our heart. Amen. If we find anything that should not be, amen, to remove it, to take it out. Because we don't want nothing, amen, to keep us, amen, from fulfilling the will of God. Amen. We just bless God, amen, tonight for all things. Amen. As, amen, others are coming into the Prayer News Network. Amen. Once again, amen, we welcome you. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network. Amen. Global. Amen. Where our visionary and founder, amen, is none other than Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God. We thank God for the vision that God has given her over a year ago. Amen. At the beginning of this pandemic. Amen. And God began to give her a vision and put a burden in her heart. Amen. To do outreach ministry, to reach, amen, the lost souls and men. Amen. And I thank God that truly God has proven himself. Amen. God has been doing just that, reaching, amen, the souls of men all around the world. And we just give honor to God. We just, amen, want to honor the woman of God. Amen. And esteem her highly. Amen. For her work's sake in the Lord. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. And we thank God, amen, for your obedience, for your faithfulness. Amen. Your diligence. Amen. This prayer line has been going on for over a year. Amen. That this prayer line has been going strong every night. Amen. We thank you for being a part of the, amen, this, amen, mighty move of God and for the work, amen, of the Lord. We thank God, amen, for your continuous prayers, for your support, for your financial blessings, for your encouraging words. Amen. Everything that you, amen, contribute to this prayer line, we just want to take time to say thank you. Amen. And may God bless you real good. Amen. We just praise God. Amen. And as, amen, others are still coming on in, amen, we can't, amen, greet you enough and let you know, amen, how honored we are to have you tonight with us. Amen. We say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And we want you to take time out, amen, to text somebody. Amen. And text a few people, let them know that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. That we are on air and that we are live. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. And you can, amen, get a copy of this broadcast at the end of the program. Amen. We will tell you how. Amen. For all of our first time, amen, visitors and listeners. Amen. So we ask if you would, amen, at this, amen, time. Amen. Reach out, amen. Let someone know that the Prayer News Network is on. Amen. And also you can find us live, amen, by via Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network. Amen. There you can also hear, amen, the live recorded broadcast tonight. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for, amen, each one of you, amen, that come to be with us tonight. Amen. We thank God for all of our speakers that the Lord has been bringing to this line, delivering, amen, the word of God, declaring God's word, amen, putting God's word out in the atmosphere. Amen. We may not be in the presence of each other, but surely we're still in the presence of the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So we are just rejoicing, amen, for the word of God that has been going across the world, the nation, amen, from other to other countries, amen, reaching, amen, the souls of men, amen, giving them a hope, amen, giving them hope through God's word, amen. How many of you know there's hope in God's word? Amen. Job declared that there's hope in a tree, though it be cut down, yet with the sin of water, it shall sprout again. And this is what God's word is doing. God's word is keeping us alive. It's giving hope to the hopeless. It's giving faith to the faithless. Amen. Even to the believers, the word of God is strengthening us. It's keeping us. It's building us up, teaching us, amen, how to trust God. Amen. We have to learn how to trust God, amen, in these last and evil days. So we thank God, amen, for all of our speakers, amen, that the Lord has been sending to this line. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for even the prayer that's been going forth. Amen. How many of you know that prayer changes things? Amen. Prayer changes everything. Amen. That prayer is always in order. So we even thank God, amen, for the platforms where we just take time to set aside for prayer. Amen. Seeking the face of God. Calling upon the name of the Lord. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. That's a promise that God made to his people. Amen. That we call, amen, he will answer. He will save us and deliver us, amen, out of all of our troubles. And that's what we do, amen. We're calling on the name of the Lord, amen, that he may come to our rescue, amen, and save us. So we just give honor to God. We just bless God for all things. Amen. And we, amen, just thank you, amen, as you're continuously coming on in. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Global. Amen. We want to say amen. We thank God for our, amen, Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We thank God for you, amen, continuously tuning in. Amen. And coming and listening, amen, to this broadcast. Amen. We pray that your hearts are being blessed, encouraged, and strengthened, amen, through this broadcast. Amen. We thank God for all of our international listeners as well. Amen. Those that are tuning in, listening from other countries. Amen. All around the world. Amen. This is why, amen, this prayer line is global, because we're not just reaching the people in the U.S., the United States, but we're also reaching people in other countries. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for, amen, how God is so wise, how God is so intelligent. Amen. Just give man the wisdom to be able, amen, to, amen, amen, to, amen, make things happen. Amen. And I praise God that God knew, amen, what was to come. So he already set this in order, amen, for, amen, this prayer line to be established in the earth. Amen. So we just give God praise. We give God glory. Amen. We want you to come on in. Amen. We want you, amen, to just, amen, unwind from your busy day. Amen. Know that many of you worked today. Many of you, amen, did things, amen. But now it's time to bring your hearts and minds in. Amen. It's time for us, amen, to focus and to meditate on the Lord. Songwriter says, forget about yourself, amen, and worship him. Amen. Forget about, amen, what had happened today. Amen. What disappointments may have you been faced with. Amen. Your tests and your trials. It's time now to forget about all of that and focus on the Lord. Amen. Let's bring our minds in. Amen. Because surely God wants to bless us tonight. Surely, out of all that we've been through today, the Lord wants to renew our strength. Amen. He wants to restore our joy, amen, that the enemy tried to take from us. But somebody said, this joy that I had, the world didn't give it. And surely the world, amen, can't take it away. Amen. I refuse to give the devil my joy. God's been too good to me. Amen. God's done so much for me that I refuse, amen, to let him go. Amen. So we just bless God tonight. We praise God for all things. Amen. We thank God for our speaker that the Lord has. Amen. Amen. Place, amen, amen, in our path tonight. amen, to bring forth the word of God. So we just thank God, amen, for the word. And we want to pray that the word of God has free course tonight. We want to pray that the word of God will reach that lost soul. Maybe somebody may come to the line tonight that don't know Jesus. Amen. This is our purpose, our mission, is to reach the lost souls for Christ. Amen. And one word can change somebody's life. One word can change somebody's situation. Amen. This is what we want, amen, to happen tonight, that somebody may hear a word from the Lord. Amen. That they will never be the same. Amen. So will you touch and agree with me tonight? Amen. Will you touch and agree with me tonight in prayer? Amen. Believing that God, amen, will send forth his word, and that his word, amen, will reach the lost souls. Amen. We thank God tonight. We want to give honor where honor is due. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all of our leaders tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all of our leaders. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the late, amen, Apostle S.T. James. Amen. We thank God for him. Amen. We thank God, amen, for his labor of love, amen, and his ministry. Amen. I thank God, amen, that I had the opportunity, amen, to, amen, meet him. Amen. I didn't know him personally as well, but I did have the opportunity to meet him, amen, in one of his services. So we thank God for the man of God, and, amen, God has called him on home to glory. But thank God, amen, he left a legacy in the earth. Amen. He left, amen, an example in the earth, amen, that we that are still here, we can follow, amen, and stay, amen, in the path and in the will of God. So we thank God, amen, for, amen, the late Apostle S.T. James. Amen. We thank God for his family, amen, Mother James and the James family. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God, amen, for, amen, your, amen, your stability, amen, your stableness, and your, amen, just the mind to continue on, amen, to continue to stand, your steadfastness in God, amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for all of our other, amen, apostles and bishops, amen, that the Lord has, amen, ordained and positioned, amen, to carry out the work of the Lord, amen. We want to say thank God for you and for, amen, your labor of love. Amen. We thank God for, amen, Apostle Taylor. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, each one. Amen. Thank God, amen, for my leaders. Amen. My Northern District Bishop, Bishop, amen, Richard Jackson Jr. Amen. To my Southern District Bishop, Bishop Lewis Marshall, Mother Marshall. Amen. To my local pastor, my covering. Amen. Pastor Mark Hogue, Lady Kalisa Hogue. Amen. We thank God for them and for their labor of love, and amen, for their, amen, the stand that they take for holiness. Amen. Refusing to back down, refusing to compromise, amen, or change this gospel, but standing on the word of God that they have been taught down through the years. Amen. And the word of God is what got me here tonight. Amen. I'm here because of the word of God. Amen. I know holiness is right. I'm not doubting, by the way. Walking in the light, holiness is right. I'm not doubting, by the way. Amen. This morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt about the Lord. I knew that God, amen, is in control. Amen. Also thank God, amen, for, amen, my, amen, apostle, amen, the late, amen, Apostle Samuel W. Hogue. Amen. Thank God for the man of God. Amen. God called him home. Amen. Today makes it 4 years. Amen. Today makes it 4 years that God has called, amen, our apostle home. Amen. Not only was he, amen, our apostle, amen, but he was my natural father as well. Amen. And today marks 4 years, amen, that the Lord has called him home. I thank God, amen, for the teaching. I thank God for all the correction, everything that he did to help the people of God, amen, to be what we are today. Amen. We will never forget the man of God. So we take time to honor, amen, our late apostle as well, Apostle Samuel W. Hogue. Amen. Thank God for him. Thank God for the legacy that he has left in the earth, the work, amen, that he has done, amen, to build up the kingdom of God. Amen. We must go on, people of God. Amen. This is no time for stopping. There's no time for reneging. There's no time even to go on like we have not been taught the way of the Lord. Amen. God has planted the word in our hearts. Amen. It's up to us, amen, to activate the word of God in our lives. Amen. So we just bless God. We give God all the praise, all the glory. Amen. And we want to welcome you once again. Amen. As you're coming into the Prayer News Network. Amen. We welcome you. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. Amen. We hope by now you have reached out to someone, that you have texted someone and let them know, amen, that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. We thank God for all of our advisors. Amen. We thank God for all our advisors that the Lord has ordained to this work and call. Truly, God did it. Amen. We didn't do it ourselves. Amen. We didn't know the mind of God or the will of God. But thank God, amen, that we are in the will of God. Amen. And thank God that we are part of this work. Amen. That the Lord has established in the earth. Amen. I count it a great honor and a great privilege just to be, amen, a part of the Prayer News Network. Amen. Not knowing, amen, that I would be, amen, doing what I'm doing today. Amen. Co-hosting. Amen. Just being, amen, an active part of this prayer line. But I have no regret. Amen. The Lord has birthed out something new in me. The Lord has, amen, even strengthened me. Amen. The Lord has even given me more motivation and a drive. Amen. A renewing. Amen. Since I've been on this Prayer News Network. Amen. I bless God. Amen. For, amen, the Prayer News Network. Thank God for the woman of God. Amen. How she entrusts us. Amen. To carry out, amen, the work of the Lord. Amen. And she trusts us that, amen, we're going to remain in the will of God. Amen. We have no other mind. Amen. We have no other mind but to continue. Amen. To do, amen, the will of God. Amen. So we bless God for all our advisors. Amen. We thank God for all of our prayer warriors. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each and every one of you. Amen. We just give God the glory. We give God praise. Amen. And we want to prepare our hearts and our minds, amen, for the word of God. Amen. But we want to, amen, go to God in prayer. Amen. He lets us know that in all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Amen. We want to acknowledge God in everything that we do or say, even before we do it, even before we say it. Amen. We want to acknowledge God. We want to know that this is the will of God. Amen. This is, amen, amen, what's pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. As our, amen, visionary always says, amen, we cannot go to God any old kind of way. Amen. But we must be clean. We must be sanctified. Amen. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Truly, we don't want nothing standing in the way to hinder our prayer, amen, from reaching God tonight. Amen. So will you, amen, pray with me tonight? Amen. Will you help me, amen, to provoke heaven tonight, to ask God's blessings upon us tonight? Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer tonight.
The recording has started.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, the giver of every good and perfect gift, we humbly thank you for this day. We thank you, O God, for this fellowship. We thank you for this gathering on tonight. Father God, we thank you for one more day, one more night that you allowed us, O God, to come together. We thank you, O God, for touching us with your finger of love. Let us rise this morning being clothed in our right mind. Father God, we thank you for the activity of our limbs, the blood running warm in our body. Oh God, when we woke up this morning, we had eyes to see. Oh God, we had ears to hear. We had a mouth to talk. Father God, we had legs to walk. We had feet to stand up on. We just want to say thank you, Father God. So many people woke up, but they weren't able to move. They weren't able to get up out of the bed. They weren't able to dress themselves. Some were not even able to talk this morning. Oh, God, some, hey, God, they woke up, but they were not able to open their eyes and see. But, Lord, you've been so good to us. Oh, God, you just touched us this morning. You touched us with your finger of love. You told us to arise. And we rose this morning. We were clothed in our right mind. Not only just being clothed in our right mind, but, Father God, you kept us with a mind to serve you. This morning when we rose, we had a mind to live for you. Oh, God, you said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Father God, we made a decision to serve you today. We made a decision to follow you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we just want to praise you. We just want to glorify you. Oh, God, we want you to be glorified in our lives. Father God, we just want you to be, oh, God, exalted in our lives. Oh, God, be exalted in us today. Be exalted in the earth today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for food to eat, God. We thank you for clothes on our back. We thank you for shoes on our feet. Father God, we thank you for our family. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for the Prayer News Network. Oh, God, we thank you for the visionary today. We thank you for the founder, God. We thank you for our leaders, oh, God. We thank you for every apostle, every preacher, every pastor, every minister and evangelist. We thank you for every evangelist. We thank you for our sisters and brothers in Christ. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you tonight. Oh, God, you've been so good to us. Oh, God, you have given us everything that we need. Everything that we need is in you tonight. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are our source and strength. You are our provider. You are our redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, without you tonight, we could do nothing. Oh, God, without you, we will surely fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for being God. We thank you for being our Savior. We thank you for being our deliverer. Oh, God, when we're down and out, oh, God, you raise us up. Oh, God, when we're weak, you say we're strong. In the name of Jesus, we come to bless you tonight. We come to bless you. We will bless you at all times. In your praise, shall continue to be in our mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you tonight. Jesus, we need you. We need you. Now, oh God, we need your help. Oh God, we're depending on you. Lord, we trust you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, continue to have your way. Oh God, have your way tonight, Lord. Oh God, move in our favor. Oh God, move in our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, look on every soul tonight, Oh God, that's gathered in your name, Every heart tonight, God, that's on this prayer line, whether by phone, or whether by radio, or whether by Facebook, however way they choose, to listen in tonight, We pray right now, Father, that you will give them a blessing, Oh God, touch them, Press them right down, God, In the name of Jesus, Oh God, let your virtue go out, Oh God, let your encouragement go out tonight, Let it encourage somebody's heart, Oh God, raise up your people, Raise your people up tonight, Cause them to sit in heavenly places, In the mighty name of Jesus, Stir up the gift that's within us, Lord, stir it up tonight, Give us a zeal tonight, Oh, God, to do your will, Give us a zeal, according to knowledge, In the name of Jesus, Now, Lord, we pray right now, Oh, God, as we come to you, We pray right now, God, that you will shine your light from heaven, Down on our souls, Oh, God, search us tonight, Oh, God, search our hearts tonight, Lord, you find anything, Anything that should not be, Oh, God, we ask you to take it out, Lord, take it out tonight, Every unrighteous thought, Every ungodly way, Oh, God, take it out tonight, In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, make us right, We want to be right in your sight, Oh, God, don't let us, be caught up in formality, Don't let us, be caught up in our own ways, You said in your ways, There's a way that seemeth right unto man, But the end thereof, are the ways of death, Don't let us be in our own way tonight, But Lord, we want to do your will, We want to be found in your will, In the mighty name of Jesus, Yes to your will tonight, Yes, Lord, We say yes tonight, Oh God, what you will, oh God, What you desire of us, God, That's what we want to give you tonight, Oh God, move stuff out the way, So you can have your way tonight, Create in us a clean heart, Renew the right spirit in us, In the mighty name of Jesus, We know tonight, God, One touch from you, We'll make everything all right, One touch from you, Lord, Oh God, we need a touch tonight, Touch our bodies, Touch our minds, Touch our souls, Touch our spirit, Touch the spirit man tonight, In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, reach us tonight. Oh God, reach our spirit man. Oh God, though the outward man perish, Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Oh, Lord, renew us day by day. Lord, renew our strength, God. Oh, God, keep us in perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep us in perfect peace. Oh, God, you said if we keep our minds stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. Oh, God, we're standing on your promise tonight. Lord, we're standing on your word. You are our strength tonight, Lord. You are our peace tonight. Oh, God, you are our courage tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said the righteous are bold as a lion. Give us holy boldness to stand up and declare your word. Give us holy boldness to do your will, Lord. Move, step out the way tonight, God. Oh, God, move the spirit of fear. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Liberate your people's minds. Liberate your people's spirit tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every yoke upon us tonight. Let it be destroyed. Let the chains fall off tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rebuke every stronghold tonight. Oh, God, we know that you're able, Lord. Oh, God, let your people go free. That they may worship you in the beat of holiness. And that they may worship you, O God, in spirit and in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus. O God, we acknowledge that we need you tonight, Lord. Lord, we need you tonight, Jesus. O God, we need your help tonight, Lord. O God, make us over again. O God, as the potter does the clay. Shape us and mold us what you would have us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, save us to the utmost, Lord. Oh, God, save us, Lord. Lord, save your people, Jesus. Don't let none of them be lost tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, save our souls. Save us from that sun that burneth fire. Save us, oh, God, from fire and brimstone. We don't want to be lost, God, but we want to see your face in peace. We want to hear you say, well done. That good and faithful servant, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, continue to work on us, God. Oh God, continue to, oh God, to make us what you would have us to be. Lord, look on this prayer line tonight. We pray that you will bless. We pray, oh God, that you will send a fresh anointing tonight. Oh God, anoint the hearts of your people tonight. Anoint the ears of your people, God, that they may hear your word. Oh God, look on our speaker tonight, God. We pray right now, God, we pray that you, oh God, endow your speaker, oh God. Oh God, we pray that you anoint him, oh God, to speak and declare your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you have your way tonight, Lord. Do as you please tonight, God. You shall be glorified in our lives. You said you be lifted up from the earth. You said you will draw all men unto you. Father God, we come to lift you up tonight. We come to lift you up, Father. Oh God, be lifted up in us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let our light shine, that men may see our good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Oh God, help men to give you the glory. Oh God, help men to praise your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, put a praise in our spirit tonight. Put a praise, oh God, down in our hearts tonight. Oh God, that we may praise you, that we may declare your goodness among the land, God. You said, make known your deeds among the people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep our hearts and our minds. Oh, God, stayed on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you. Father God, look on that visionary and our founder, God. Look on Evangelist Bradley tonight. We pray that you will strengthen her body. Pray that you encourage your heart. Help her to do thy will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on every advisor tonight, God. Look on every prayer warrior tonight. Oh, God, every pastor, every apostle, every lay member, everybody, God. Look on your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know the need tonight. Father God, we pray you meet every need. Every need that we have. Every need that has been come, that has come to this prayer line tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let none of them leave the same way they came. Oh, God, if any weak among us tonight, let them be strengthened. Any sick among us tonight, Father God, we pray that they will be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we decree, we declare it, that we are not going to leave this prayer line the same way we got on. In Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we praise you in advance. We thank you. Oh God, we thank you for what's about to take place. We thank you, oh God, for your word that's about to be, oh God, proclaimed in the atmosphere. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer, this prayer we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen and thank God. Amen. Could somebody bless the Lord tonight? Amen. Could you come on and bless the Lord tonight? Amen. How many know that God is a good God? Amen. Has God been good to you? Amen. He's been so good. Amen. So I won't complain tonight. Amen. But instead of complaining, amen, I choose rather to lift my hands and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Because I know God has been so good to me. Amen. We thank God for being our strength. Thank God for being our peace. Thank God for being our provider tonight. Truly, God is everything that we need. Amen. Somebody, I heard somebody preach a message. Say, I need you. Jesus, I need you. And truly tonight, we need the Lord. Amen. We can't make it without God. Amen. We need the Lord's help. Amen. Each and every day of our lives. And truly tonight, I come with a need. Amen. I expect God to meet my need tonight. Amen. So we thank God for all things. Amen. We welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. For those of you, amen, that amen have come on in. Amen. We thank God, amen, that you chose to be with us tonight. Amen. And we come, amen, to bless God. We come, amen, to lift his holy name up. Amen. And to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Because where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Thank God for the liberty tonight in Christ. Amen. So tonight we just praise God. Amen for our speaker. Amen. We bless God. Amen for the man of God. Amen. That amen going to come tonight. Amen. He's no stranger. Amen to the Prayer News Network. Amen. He has been with us a few times. Amen. Amen. He has amen spoken. Amen to us. Amen. But tonight we thank God for having him back. Amen. So amen tonight. Amen. Amen. We have Elder Derek Nash. Amen. Elder Derek Nash from Faith Free Full Gospel. Amen. Out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. Is our speaker on tonight. Amen. So we want you to, amen, pray, amen, that the word of God may have free course. Amen. We want you to, amen, to pray that God's word will reach somebody tonight and that a soul may be saved. Amen. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. They that are whole need not a physician. Amen. But those that are lost, amen, that need to hear, amen, to preach word of God. Yes, we all need strength. Yes, we all need a word from the Lord. Amen. But Jesus wants to save somebody. Amen. He wants to fill somebody, amen, with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So when we, amen, touch and agree tonight, amen, that God's perfect will be done and that the word of God may have free course. Amen. So tonight, amen, we yield the platform, amen, to Elder Derek Nash. Amen. That he may come, amen, and do what thus saith the Lord. Amen. God bless you, man of God. You may push *6, unmute your phone, and come over to the platform side at this time. Pastor Nash, God bless you. Glory be to God. Amen. Pastor Derek Nash from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Good evening to the body of Christ and Lord Jesus Christ. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, right. God bless you, man of God.
All right. That's an awesome, great prayer that we start off with. I thank God for all prayers, in the prayers. Prayers prepare you. Prayers prepare your way. Prayers get you ready. Prayers get your mind together. It regulates you. Prayer is a necessity more now than ever. Prayer is a necessity more now than ever. And even sometimes when my flesh say sometimes, it don't take that much. No, it take that much and then some, because right now God is pressing our hearts to pray. God is pressing our heart to not only pray, but also supplication behind it to meet a great need in the earth. Supplication means we stay in God's faith and pray until something moves, something to happen with the intent, with the mind. And so when we go in prayer, we got to be visionary even in prayer, seeing things are removed out the way. My intention was not to start like this, but God has already been stirred up through prayer. And the young man already ministered when he was talking about shaping and molding us. He was already in the message, shaping it and molding us. And he said, forget about yourself. But before I continue going on, me and the Holy Spirit are going to come down for 1 second, and we're going to do this thing properly in order. I thank the PNN network system, all of those in charge of it. I thank you for all the connection, the body of Christ, all the overseers, evangelists, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, everybody in the body of Christ, even every important part, every function of the administration, every part of the body, whether you cut grass, whether you out here, you carrying water, you're equally important than the one I just called out. You're equally important than the apostle. You're equally important to the prophet. No matter what your assignment in the body of Christ, you are equally important across the board. I just want to make that known, because the Holy Spirit said, make sure they know this. Make sure no one is outside of the kingdom thinking that they're less than the first one. Because to tell the truth, in order to be the greatest one, we've got to become the least one. To the God Almighty, you ought to be the greatest apostle. We got to become a bond servant. That's at the top of the night. A bond servant. Bond servant that works through grace. That's the topic tonight. So I just want to get that out the way, all the accolades out the way. I thank God. Yes, I am connected to Faith Free Full Gospel Church as well, but also God saw fit to create another ministry out of that. And the ministry now that God had placed in authority of a group of elders is called Fresh Oil Kingdom Ministry. I just want to make sure I get that there. Fresh Oil Kingdom Ministry. I'm still attached to Faith Free Full Gospel Church. I got to clear it out with the pastor and her talk, and we're still connected. There's no disconnection about the Christ. We're connected. I've just been reached out a little further. He pushed me out just a little further, but I'm still connected to the vine. I'm still connected to the tree. So I thank the Lord for that. Overseer to the pastor there is Pastor Gwen Bennett, and give her accolades. Also to Minister Annette, the sister Annette right here, prayer warrior. I thank her for her prayers and continued love. It's just a great woman of God, and the young man that teamed up with her. I don't know much about him, but I do know when he do speak, he speak with the power of God and the Holy Spirit. And what he speak and pray of, it come through the Holy Spirit. I just want to honor you, young man. Whoever you are, you might be older than me, but I really call you a young man. I'll call you elder. I thank God for you coming before me and making a way. I really appreciate you. I love you as godly love. I thank my mother, Ali Booker. God want me to introduce her tonight as the prophetess, as the mouthpiece in his earth, as the prophet in the earth. I thank God for her because she spoke a lot of things even as a child that even now I'm a young man that came to pass. So I can't take that away from who she is. God declared it, so therefore I had to state that. Also, I thank my lovely wife, who also have a prophetic gift, many prophetic gifts as well. I thank her, my lovely wife. A man is nothing like a wife in the earth who stay in God's face for you. And I thank God for my lovely wife. Thank God for my lovely daughter, Azaria and Shante. I just thank God for everybody in the body of Christ. If I miss you, hey, don't discharge it to my natural man and not my spiritual man. I just thank God for everybody in the body of Christ, everybody in the SDJ ministry who connected that worldwide. I thank y'all for that. Everybody in SDJ ministry who know my mom and know me, everybody had a hand somewhere, somehow, someplace, in through prayer and shaping it and molding me into the man I am today. So I thank Lord for that. Now, I got that the way. I got to slow down just a little bit. I came in the sight of a young man, prayed, and he preached before. He preached through his prayers. And he just set me on fire because he was somewhat in my Kool-Aid. And I said, please, young man, don't put no more sugar in that Kool-Aid. You're going to be too sweet. And the people not going to drink it. But I thank God for coming forth through that young man there. The subject tonight, I'm going to slow down because I want to make sense. I want to slow down because if there's no understanding, then there should not be a word to come forth unless they understand that. The word declared that, Paul declared that through the Holy Spirit, that tongues are important. But it's better to prophesy in order to be clear and reach those who are unlearned. Paul declared that. So So I'm trying to reach those who are unlearned and perhaps on a break or something and need an answer. Tonight, God is going to give us answers tonight. He's going to give us answers tonight. Dealing with me first. I had a conversation with my mom today. I said, "Look, Mom, I feel too much like a slave in this world instead of kingdom." I'm going to say that again. "Mama, I feel more like a slave to the world than I am in kingdom." Not knowing what I was saying at a particular time was right, was somewhat right, but also somewhat incorrect. I'm going to explain to you. "Mama, I feel like I'm a slave to the world. I feel like I'm a slave right now." Not knowing, and I saw her there, I said, "Mama, the devil do not have that much authority over my life, any of our lives. The devil don't have that much authority. We give him too much credit. And through trials and tribulation, we give the devil too much credit. We say, that, well, I rebuke this. Be careful what you rebuke, because the very thing you rebuke might be of God and might be sent to shape you and mold you into an identity that you've been praying about. I'm going to say that once again. Be careful what and who you rebuke. If you're going to rebuke something, go in prayer for God to declare who is it that you need to be rebuking. And listen, if that thing is of God, how can you rebuke it? Sometimes God will step in the way, in your way, good God Almighty, in order to prevent you to go into a certain place or in a certain realm or in a certain dimension before time. Sometimes God hinders you. Oh, Lord. Sometimes God is the one that hinders you in order to get you to see where you get ready to walk from his work and you not finish yet. So he do not want you to walk from something that's unfinished. That's why we have to repeat a lot of things as in cycles, because sometimes we walk away from things too prematurely, but we don't want to go through the trials of tribulation. Don't you know the trials of tribulation is of the kingdom of God? Good God Almighty. Don't you know that the trials of tribulation is part of walking after Christ? The very thing that you don't want to be in, which is fire, that the very thing is there to shape you and mold you and to temper you. Temper me to make you strong. The trials and tribulations are not here to make you weak. As it feels like we're weakened and torn and broken down. No, it's not the purpose. The purpose of trials and tribulations is to reveal God's strength through your weakness. When you at your weakest, especially spiritually, when you at your most within, or you feel the most emptiness, that's when God can do the most work. That's when God can do the best work, when you are out the way. Ooh, Lord Jesus. When you are out the way, God can do his best work. That's why God do his best work when we all asleep at night. Because then we're not in his way. We're not in his way. He do his best work. Because even with our best intentions sometimes, we get in God's way in order to develop us. See, we all grown into something, but we also develop it into something. I'm in the word. I'm still in the word. I'm talking about bond service. The subject is the mind of grace through a bond servant. The mind of grace through a bond servant. I'm around topic. I just want to let y'all know I'm around topic. See, we cannot have the mind of Christ if we don't go through some brokenness. And we cannot become a bond servant if we still want to call the shots. And you say, what's a bond servant? Well, a bond servant is giving up, really, I'm going to make it plain, giving up all your rights or who you think you are in order to become who Christ knows you to be. I'm going to say that again. A bond servant, plain is this right here. Giving up every part of who you thought you were, all your rights, in exchange for the righteousness of Christ Jesus by becoming a servant slash slave to Christ Jesus. And men and epistles, if y'all want to, I'm going to go to here to verify some of this. If y'all go to 2 Peter chapter 1, let's turn to Peter chapter 1. These are going to be brief. I'm going to give somebody time. We're going to get time. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to give you evidence. I mean scripture and in the word just to get your confidence going. It's going to be 1 and 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 and 1. It states this right here. 2 Peter chapter 1 and 1. It says, Simon Peter, a servant. In some translation, it said a bond servant, but it's still the same thing. Simon Peter, a servant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a like precious faith with us in the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be with and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. That's one way you're going to see that servant and bond servant. All right? Let's go to Romans chapter 1 and 1. Romans chapter 1 and 1. It's not going to be long. It's going to be quick to the point, but educational. Romans 1 and 1. Give everybody time to go to Romans 1 and 1. Romans 1 and 1 states, Paul, the servant of Jesus Christ, sometimes it's a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be apostle, set apart for the good news of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son, who was born of the offspring of David according to the flesh. According to the flesh. So I just want to get that out there, let y'all know that what I'm talking about is referencing scripture. In some places we say bond servant, actually, in some we say servant. And what a bond servant is really is a slave to the Lord Jesus Christ, a slave to the gospel, a slave to the word. In some Bibles, the bond servant is translated in the Greek word called doulos. Doulos. It's D-O-U, D as in dog, O as in Oscar, U as in umbrella, L as in Lima, O as in Oscar, and S as in Sam. Doulos, which means one who is subservient to, entirely at the disposal of his master, a slave. All right? Reason why God want me to bring this to your attention, because he not only dealt with me concerning this, but there's a great mystery and power behind this. Mystery is something that you don't know until you come to the knowledge of knowing. Alright? That's what a mystery is. Until you see the Bible talking about mystery, it's something that the people did not know, right? And then God revealed it later. Sometimes God don't bring all revelation to us at the same time, the same moment. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes God do not bring all revelation to us, even when we seek him on it, because he know how to reserve certain knowledge for a particular time. If you read the gospel again, you read all the gospel again, where the disciples was in their growth in that moment from sheep and growing to disciples, Christ had some revelation of knowledge from them until he was gone back to heaven to be with God, his Father, until he was gone, until he ascended. Then he said, I'm going to send back a comforter who knows everything I'm telling you, and the Spirit of truth will reveal to you what I'm saying. He's going to say it again. He's going to bring back to that memory. See, he told them ahead of time. So when the Spirit of truth, which is the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, he's bring revelation to what Jesus Christ already had stated beforehand, before time, predestined, preordained. All these things mean the same thing, before time, ahead of time. It's like your oven. You're going to preheat something before you really heat it. But it's done ahead of time and before time. So therefore, Christ spoke ahead of time, and we say prophetic speaking. He spoke prophetically ahead of time and let them know that this, what I'm telling you, will be revealed to you later. Because the intent was to already rely on the Spirit of God. Even Christ kept that order.
He allowed certain things that he could not reveal because it was the job of the Holy Spirit later. And his job was to reveal his part. Then after he ascended and went back to heaven, be with the Father, one with the Father, they sent the Spirit back to do his part. So the Spirit right now is the agent in the earth and the agent within us that's keeping the ministry alive. And to bring all things back to our remembrance through the Holy Spirit, which is Christ himself, Christ Spirit, right? That's why they say the Holy Ghost. When you said a ghost of something, it means that person was once were here, but now it's the ghost of him, which is the spirit of him. So the Bible interpreted either the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And the reason why it's so important to say holy, because God is the one, only one true holy person ever, ever. Being without no spot, no blemish. Did not need to repent or anything. So that's why it's so important to say Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. It brings identity to what we are talking about. And separation. Holy means also be separate. Separate from the world of things. All right? You can be separate from something, but also you can have grace towards something that you're separated from. A lot of us have not learned that yet. We have not learned to be separate from something, but also you, the very thing you can be separated from, you also can have grace towards it. That's why he said the mind of grace for bondservant. All right? Let me dive deep into the bondservant. Slow myself down. Bondservant. Now, I begin to ask God, Lord, why are you taking me through all these trials and tribulations? Why are you taking me this and doing this again? What have I done it this time? How did I mess up this time? And God assured me sometime, a lot of time, nothing has to do with anything but his will. So a lot of y'all on this line is kind of confused and don't understand that why you're going through a season of more trials and tribulations, more headaches, more backaches. Some of y'all literally feel like you're going out of your mind, feel like you're going crazy. You're at your wit's end. You feel like you're going crazy, and you want to throw in a towel. Well, you want to throw in more than a towel. You just want to throw everything completely. I've been there. It ain't been long. I've been there, and part of me is still in there. That's why God say, I need you to go through this so they can be fresh for my people to understand that I don't have a particular person. I don't have no respect to a person. I don't have to go through for the same glory. I don't have to do some trials and tribulations. How? If you want to follow Christ, you're going to have to go through. You're going to have to go through your mess that God has for you, carry your cross, and at the same time, you still got to pray for others. At the same time, you still got to lay your hands on others. At the same time, people don't know what the true kingdom of God people go through. That's why it's important that we keep each other covered. That's why it's important that we keep each other lifted in prayer. We become a crutch for one another. That's why we chastise each other in private instead of trying to chastise each other in the open where the world can see. That's why the world don't have respect for us as a body of Christ. Because we're doing everything out of order, then we want everybody else to be in the order except for us. You do not own the kingdom of God. So you have to fall in line. And what a bond servant do? A bond servant do not have a mind of their own. They take the mind of Christ through the Holy Spirit nature, and they come servitude. Christ said this right here himself. So if we want to follow after Christ, I want to mention Paul, we mention Peter there, we should be followers of Christ. Why do? Even Peter and Paul pointed to Christ. Listen, Christ said himself, he said, I did not come here to be served, but I came to serve. He didn't come to be served, but I came, that's a bond servant. Christ's life was dedicated to God's purpose and plan for the kingdom of God to be released through the good news of the gospel, through the spreading of the gospel. When you think about good news, a lot of y'all who like to read them old newspapers, even still today, newspaper, even tell you, say, extra, read all about it. That's the old thing. That's the old thing. But say, Ezra, read about it. That's going to be the good news. You run to the newspaper. Listen. If you can run to the newspaper for gossip, You can run to the Bible for gospel. If we run to the gospel like we supposed to, if we run to the gospel like we run to the gospel and spread it like gospel, we'll be okay. We'll be fine. We'll be very fine. So God wanted us to grasp this mindset, become a bondservant. Like the young man said, he said, forget about yourself. In order for the thing to work, you got to forget about yourself. You're going through problems, but you got to forget about your problems. You're going to headaches and heartache. You got to forget about that. What I mean forget about that, meaning you need to start finding somebody around you, right, who you can trust. God is a great help. Don't get me wrong, but you need somebody on earth, too, that you can trust, that you can cry to, you can confide in. Want them looking down on you or taking you out of your position, saying, Allie no longer a pastor or a preacher because she did this, she did that, she confessed this, she confessed that. But they're not so true. Listen. Did not Christ himself restore Peter? After all Peter done, and he knew Peter going to do it, he still gave the keys of the kingdom to Peter. After he knew Peter going to deny him. Did not he get the keys to the kingdom to Peter? He said, restore such a one, those who are spiritual. And who have a spiritual, mean you have this Holy Spirit, you got it by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit going to guide you through knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. But you can't restore no one if you're not spiritual under the influence of the Holy Spirit. That's why he had not been working properly. That's why we have been using the word of God. I got to get in this word. Let me get this word. Let me report to y'all what God showed me. Let me get back to the bonds. I'm still going to be on bonds, service. I have not left that message. I'm just trying to stay on path because I don't want this message too powerful. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to show y'all what we're supposed to do. This is how bond service came up. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's go ahead. Oh, I need it. I'm going to go there, too. I'm going to read this. So I'm going to encourage the church. Amen. Let me say it again. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to...
yourself.
You still trying to hold on to the remnant, the leftover portion of the old man voluntarily, and you think you can pray your way through it and go to the next season of revelation. No, what's going to be revealed to you, you need to stay right there for a particular time and let God handle that thing you want to let go. That's a revelation God want to reveal to you. No revelation about nobody else in this season. Not yet. God said, let me deal with you because I see you got full of revelation for others, but you won't have a revelation yourself yet. Not enough anyway.
Entry and exit tones are off.
When you going to grow out of this stuff? When you going to mature more? When you going to hear me in everybody and everything I choose to use? When? The revelation should be for you first. You cannot, guys, I'm not going to allow y'all to pray over, to skip over, to heal over your mess in this season. Not in this season. He said, because I love you too much. I love you too much. And the very thing that's killing us is the very thing that we're holding on to that God said you don't need. Reason why you're holding on to it, because why you don't trust God enough. You don't have faith enough. God says, stay on trust. You will trust God enough to allow God to handle it in his time. And guess what? I've been guilty of the same thing. You're not alone. I always say that first, the message from the messenger. I have been guilty of the same thing. Thought I trust God, and he revealed, you don't trust me like you think you do. Peter, you don't love me like you think you do. Then he began to reveal to me. And before it came on, he said, I began to reveal to me. I began to cry out to God. He dealt with me. He dealt with me in my heart. And my mind began to cry out, God. I said, God, after me, every old affliction that I thought was gone. After me, Lord, everything that I thought I got delivered from. After me, you know what he told me? He said, David, my grace still sufficient for you. I can't empty you of all of it. Because, listen, if I empty you of all of it, you won't have a reason to come in to me and suck with me. You won't have a reason to stay in my face. He said, I can't give you, God, I can't release all of it, but my grace is sufficient for you. And then when you're weak, I'm strong in you through the Holy Spirit. Hey, glory. He said, I can't take away all of it. Paul said, I prayed three times, and he didn't take it away. But he said, my grace is sufficient. Good God Almighty. Empty yourself. You'll find yourself that you're stronger than you think. You won't go out of your mind. Not the mind you need to go out. The only mind you're going to go out of is the old man. It's the corner mind. That's the only mind you're going to go out of. But that's a new mind in Christ Jesus you're going to be able to function in. That's why it's hard for you to let it go. Because there's no territory for you. And you won't have no idea what's going to happen. And you're scared to let it go. So you say, I already kicked this old thing because I'm familiar with it. If everything you're familiar with is going to kill you. The very thing you're going to familiar with is going to kill you. It's going to kill everything spiritually. Then you cover and come and spill over in the natural. Then you start dying in the natural. I know what I'm talking about. He revealed it to me. God said, become a bond servant. Become a bond servant. Then you don't own anything. You become a bond servant. Then you won't say, hey, this is my sickness, my sin. No. A bond servant don't own nothing. Because it can't be yours, because you won't have no right to it. A bond servant don't have a right. A slave don't have a right. So you put these things in perspective of God's word and make sense. So what happened is, Bible got, they want to say whitewash. I can take the whitewash. But I want to tell you what, the Bible got spiritual wash. Satan did this. It's in the scripture. I'm going to show it to you. Satan did this. I don't want y'all to just look at color. Even though Satan did use most of my Caucasian men. He did. But Satan also used black men, Japanese men, Chinese men. They used anybody who yield. But for his teaching purpose on this particular subject, here's what grace does. I have grace enough that even though I can look back in history and see what the white men have done in the United States, my grace still towards them should be sufficient because it's I who don't live but the Christ in me. Watch it. If it's going to look like that, then I need to be mad at Paul, which who was Saul, who killed Stephen in the New Testament. Watch it. If y'all stand in flesh, you want to kill off everything that you don't like, then y'all would have killed off Saul, which later came to Paul. Then y'all would have killed off your brother. Paul had to realize that. Christ said he's going to suffer many things for Christ's sake, for the ministry's sake. Saul was a murderer. Paul became an apostle. He said, I'm a preacher. I'm an apostle. He said, I'm a teacher. Paul said, he all lived in Christ Jesus. But most important, the most important thing he ever could say, you'll find some scripture that say bond servant. Most important thing he ever would say is say with passion. If you read it, he said, I'm a bond servant. For Christ's sake, teach me that today. More in depth. Yeah, you gotta become nothing. No value to yourself. In order for kingdom to really shine through. Order for kingdom to shine through. Kingdom characteristics. Watch it with this. Humility. Proper humility from God will open doors quicker than any action you can do. Proper humility because it's all still for grace, to do more for people in the body of Christ than anything you can work towards or for. And some of y'all are working yourself to death, but when you see the results or see your bank accounts, it don't add up. Some of y'all say, I'm almost 50 to 60 years old, and I really ain't got no prophecy. I really don't have much. What's going on? I'm probably part of it. God didn't want to remind you. He's making you and molding you into the bondservant. But here's one of the secrets about the bondservant. I got to share this with y'all. I think it's in the book of Deuteronomy, where all the covenants and stuff there, the book of Deuteronomy. Here's one of the greatest secrets about a bondservant that God revealed to them. Y'all, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. I'm teaching, but I got to show y'all this. Something you got to see. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. I'm almost finished. See, tonight, I'm literally exhausted and tired, but the Spirit of Christ is pushing me. Ain't there nothing but Christ speaking to me, pushing me. I'm literally tired to the point I can barely stand up. But listen. Go there. I told you about me. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. I hope y'all there right now. It says, if your kinsman, a Hebrew man or woman, is sold to you, then he shall serve you 6 years. But in the seventh year, you shall set him free. When you set him free, you shall not send him away empty-handed. Y'all see the benefit? I said it too. I don't want to become a slave. Not know what I was saying. I thought I was just staying a foot in the earth. But God said, you don't know what you're saying, son. I don't want to become a slave. He said, listen, here's the secret to you. Listen, to you being like Joseph in the Old Testament. They had rulership over your kingdom that I provided for you, that you may take care of the people that I'm going to place under you. Good God Almighty, y'all don't see this. Y'all don't see this bondservant thing. Good God Almighty. See, I told you, if you really want to be the greatest, you got to become the least. Because the least God even sees elevating me. The least God says, I can trust the least of them because they stayed faithful with a little bit. Now I'm in the largest territory. Good God, you say if I'm placing the master here, it would become much. God say much should become of those of my bondservant. If you want a title, take the title of a bondservant. Y'all can have the apostles first. Y'all can have all the other first. First, let me get the bond service, then I'll be the apostle. When you understand the bond service, you're finna gain some stuff. Not just stuff, not just any stuff, but you're finna gain a kingdom that you will never need nothing again. So I got to trust you. You got to come to a place of trust. And why it's so important to come to a place of the bond. So listen. You should not see him away empty-handed. You should not see, I don't know how y'all going to read this, but Darius should not go empty-handed no more. Darius should not leave empty-handed no more. You should furnish him liberally from your flock. God, me and my mama talking about this. He's going to furnish me for their flock. Listen, there's some things we about to come into we ain't have to work for. There's some things we about to come into. Grace said it's sufficient for you. Grace said, I love you. Grace said, here we go. Grace said you have to do nothing for it, but stay trustworthy and faithful. Do not take your hand away from the ox. Do not take your hand away from the plow. God said, stay connected to the plow. Now I can trust you in hard times. I can trust you. Depend on me. Stay in prayer, but keep your hands on the plow. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Y'all stay connected. Stay connected. I don't care you have one limb. Keep your hands connected to the plow. Keep your hand next to the plow. Where is the plow? That word of God. That thing God put to your hand. Like me saying that. And they got a hand still to the plow. And some things you're going to come to a greater. It's greater. And listen. They even heard a greatness is going to supply other people that be connected to this PN network. being in that word. Y'all got to claim and own this thing. Can't stay connected. Just say to yourself, Lord, I want to become a bondservant. Lord, teach me how to become a bondservant in this season. Teach me, Lord. I see it now, Lord. Thank you for your revelation. Thank you for revealing this to me. Thank you for your knowledge. Begin to declare. Begin to thank you. Begin to rejoice. I'm a bondservant. Y'all see me on the screen. Y'all say, hello, bondservant. Y'all see me up in the grocery store. Hello, bondservant. How are we doing today? Will y'all see me at the coaster? Call me a bondservant. Best y'all can have the other titles. I'm going to title the bondservant. Oh, Jesus. He said, you shall not see him away empty-handed. You shall furnish him liberally from your flock and from your threshing floor. And for your wine that to God, all that you shall give him to, you shall give to him as the Lord, your God, have blessed you. Think glad God have blessed you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this day, it shall come about if he says to you, I will not go out from you. Listen. For your proper master, true master in the earth, a true authority figure in the earth. You do it by God. Listen, if the true master become a bondservant of Christ, listen. Even the Bible declares some in the service, the maid service and the men service, did not want to leave their master because the master treated them so well. Look, God Almighty. And listen, even after the 7 years with the cook leave, some say, I want to stay. I hear you, Abraham. I hear you, Caesar, Abraham. I hear you, Job. All that we went through, good God Almighty. God saying, y'all have not seen that yet. Oh, y'all not seen that yet. I'm telling you, I have not seen that yet. I'm about to reveal some stuff. Not only reveal, the revelation will become manifestation. I'm trying to finish this thing. I don't think it's necessary to finish. I think y'all got the point. I don't think it's necessary to finish. Holy Spirit, what you want me to do, Holy Ghost? Lord, through the Holy Ghost, what you want me to do? He said he wants me to just read a little more. Listen, get this. Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Y'all got to get this part. Because, listen, that's a great responsibility come behind as he's raising her up to be a bondservant. That's a great responsibility to be over much. That's a great responsibility. See, God going to teach us now we are attaining this stuff. The reason why I have not let you attain it yet, I'm trying to get your character right with your character line up with me, with God, Christ himself, and the Holy Spirit. Then I can release because then your character is in line, meaning you cannot be bought off. Good God Almighty. You cannot be bribed in no way. You cannot do nothing because your character is going to be intact. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He said, but we have renounced. Renounce means abandoned the hidden things of shame. You got to renounce. You got to abandon those things, the hidden things of shame. Hidden things. Watch this. Adam and Eve was in the garden. And they stuck with God throughout the evening. God came walking through and called Adam out. They called him out. Listen. They couldn't come out in the glory in which they was. See, before there was clothed in nakedness. But it was really not nakedness. It was the glory of God. So they were clothed in the glory of God because they didn't have no knowledge or no idea that we're naked. Until, that's how you know it's shame there. God said, well, you don't want to come in my presence. What's caused this thing to separate between you and me? So now he knows sin is in the camp. What caused you to be separated from me, Derek? I visit you right here every day, and you come like clockwork. Today and all for the week, you have not been coming in here to pray like you used to pray. You're not in my face like you. Because, listen, I don't care how much you want to fool yourself and try to fool God. If you still active in sin, sin itself will not allow you to pull him in the presence of God. Sin, which is connected to the devil will not allow you to bring himself in the presence of the Lord when you try to pray unto him seriously. Because the only time you do that, you try to fool God, you fool yourself. Because nothing is hidden. Listen. There's no darkness of God. That's why even when in the darkness, there's still light. Because God, when he come on the scene, ain't nothing hidden from his eyes and spirit. Because he's always light. He's not the light you turn on in your house. He's not the light like the sun. He's greater. He's the most purest light you probably never seen in your life. He would come into this light, and his light coming, when he come into this light, he's so bright you can't even look upon it. That's a light there. If you can't even go outside and look at the natural sun, and God's glory is greater. That's some glory there. Listen. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling, here's the key, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Uh-oh. Listen, y'all. Stay with me. Handling the word of God deceitfully in order to benefit their own agenda. They have handled the word of God deceitfully. They have not taught the word of God as it was written. They have made excuses. And they had made it feel like they was the judge and the jury on it because they thought their position in life was greater than their responsibility. They go hand in hand. I have heard someone say, God will not reveal nothing to anyone if he don't reveal it to that particular person or another person. And such fear came on me when I heard that individual said that. Because you just told me God is limited by what you say. Fear himself to whom he chooses to reveal himself to. No man can control God and tell God. We can come to God and make suggestions and come before the king boldly and petition, make our suggestion, but we can't come to the king and demand him what to do. That's the spirit of pride. And the spirit of pride is contrary to God's spirit. And we know who is author of confusion. And we know who the spirit of pride is connected to. Satan himself. The spirit of darkness. Spirit of darkness, spirit of light cannot walk together. So we have over time, ain't necessarily got to be you, but we as leadership have handled the word deceitfully, and people have been hurt by it. That's why people did not want to come to a church building. That's why God allowed this pandemic to happen, to break up a lot of this stuff, to reveal a lot of this stuff. And then he said, let me see who really is the true church, because the true church will never die. The true church is going to find a way to minister. The true church is going to find a way to declare the word of God. It's the guy to stand on a box in a field, going to declare God's word. True church, why would you? Always want to stay in the true church. All right. I'll start right there. Y'all, we have a great responsibility. Take that time to look at the word now, sir. Whatever you can do in this season, show love and make sure grace is accompanied to that love. I thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for really revealing the word. I know someone needed to hear this word. I know a lot of answers was answered, Mark. I came as clear as possible on your anointing, Lord. I hope somebody heard it. Give one that clear, Lord, that the person called me or somebody else in the body of Christ, that they get to understand. Lord, we just thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your revelation this season, Lord. Thank you for your growth, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being an awesome father that know how to chastise his children. Thank you, Lord, for gracefully breaking us, Lord, to the point to where old things got to release from us, Lord, and be reshaped into your identity and the image that you had us since the beginning. Mold us again, Lord, by your word. Renew us by your word, Lord. And, Lord, whatever you do, Lord, let us have that trust and faith in you, Lord. And let us keep our hands in the plow that we may please you, Lord. That we may please you in this season, Lord. Lord, let this word, do not let this word lead their hearts and minds, but let it regulate it, Lord. Let the word be so enriching in the spirit, Lord, that cause fertilization and cause things to grow, that they may grow up in you right. But, Lord, do not take them out of the fire just yet. Not even me. If I'm not ready, Lord. But everything in this season that's not right in me, Lord, take it away from me. And whatever, and once you finish taking what you want, take one, I'm going to yield the rest of it, Lord. And that just going to be on you, Lord. Whatever you do, you finish taking away, I'm going to yield the rest of it. And what you choose to allow to stay, I'm going to surrender to you, Lord. I'm going to surrender and walk in your spirit, Lord. I'm nothing without you, Lord. Lord, please be with us tonight before we go to bed. Give the proper revelation for all that question that we have, Lord. And you can keep it, you got a glory on our prayer. I would say amen, amen. And let's take that over to
God. Amen. Bless God, amen. Amen. We bless God tonight for the word of God. Amen. We thank God for the word that came forth. Amen. So much in the word of God tonight that we can examine ourselves. We can take a good look at ourselves and see, amen, whose side are we on? Are we on the Lord's side? Amen. Have we yielded ourselves unto the Lord completely? Amen. That he may get the glory out of our lives. Amen. And after hearing the word of God tonight, maybe there's somebody on the line. Amen. Maybe you don't know the Lord, but maybe you want God to make you over again. Amen. So at this time, we're going to ask, amen, Pastor, amen, Nash, if you would, amen, amen, come and offer the prayer of salvation, amen, to anybody that may be out there that wants to receive the Lord tonight after hearing the word of God. And then afterwards, we're going to ask if you, amen, would pray over any special prayer requests following, amen, the prayer of salvation. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. For those who heard the word of God, and the word of God really stirred you up tonight, and God revealed some things to you, and God, listen, God is calling you, right, that he may save you, that he may dwell rich in you tonight. But those who not saved and desire to be saved, come unto the Lord tonight. Come unto the Lord tonight. And those of you also know that you need to release some and banish some things in your life. Come unto the Lord tonight. Come unto the Lord tonight and declare unto the Lord. Say, Lord, I need to be saved. Lord, I need to be released from this thing that you brought tonight through the man of God's voice. For those who desire, please come tonight. Come tonight. And if anybody desire to come tonight and make it known their request, I don't know how y'all do it one by one or how you do it. Let them do so now, and we can pray for them as they come.
Amen. If there's anyone tonight that wants to receive salvation, amen, you may push *6 and unmute your phone and come over to the platform. Push *6. Amen. Pastor, no one's coming for salvation. So at this time, if there's any special prayer request, amen, we're going to ask you to push *6 and come on over to the platform side for special prayer requests at this time. Praise the Lord.
My name is Sister Betty, and I'm requesting prayer for my granddaughter, Daniel Thompson. And I'm also requesting prayer for someone that I'm not going to name, but I'm concerned. And that she have a safe delivery of her child, and she'll come through safely. And I'm also declaring some prayer for me that I stay safe, and do the will of God.
Amen. God bless you. Anyone else? That's a prayer request.
Praise the Lord again. I enjoyed the message. This is Sister Jane. I really enjoyed your teaching. Amen. A lot of us are going through a lot of things we can't explain, and a lot of things. And so I just thank God for you bringing that out, knowing that the only one, there's more than one going through some things. But anyway, I thank God for that. Just praying that asking you to pray for my nephew, amen, named Dale Packer. Still asking for prayer for him, praying for my daughter Jackie. Amen. Just praying for Jana and her family. I'm asking God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding that I may make some decisions, some right decisions. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Anyone else for special prayer request for the man of God? Pray. Anyone else? Amen, man of God. We don't see anyone else on the platform at this time. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Hey, this is Gwen. I'd like to ask for all the ladies at the Sheesha House Work Release Center in Tallahassee so that we will stay focused and draw closer to Jesus and just to give us strength and endure to the end of our journeys. Thank you. God bless you.
I would like to request prayer for my cousin, Lori Ann, that she's in a sort of like unresponsive situation, and I would like prayer that God will work a miracle in her life. She's not responding like the doctor would like for her to, and so I'm requesting prayer. Her name is, I call her Laura Ann. Thank you so much. Thank God for the word tonight. Thank God for his correction and thank God for his direction. God bless you, man.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, Mr. Ollie Booker. Amen. At this time, are there any more prayer requests before the man of God prays? Anyone else special prayer requests? Amen. If not, man of God, you can go ahead and pray over these prayer requests, please. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to get some assistance from my wife. And we're going to tag the team this in prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, man of God, for the word that came forth from heaven. Thank you so much. Dear Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we honor you tonight. We lift you up, Lord God. We praise you. We adore you, Father. We glorify you. Lord, we thank you for being the Father that you are. We know that you look after us, Lord God. You watch over us, Lord God. You keep us. Father, you know our need even before we need it, Lord God. We thank you for being so gracious, for being so mighty. Father, you know every single hair on our head. That's how much you care for us. Father, I thank you. For all the ones who trust and know that you are God and God alone, that came to you, Lord, and that they're asking prayer. We thank you for Sister Betty, Sister Janie, the young lady that's asking for prayer about work release, Sister Ollie. We thank you for all of them that are coming forth for prayer, either for themselves or for others, Lord God. I pray that Sister Betty, her granddaughter, I pray for the young lady that she was asking about to give a safe delivery, Sister Janie, her nephew, Dale, and Jackie, and her daughter, and Jamie, and her family, Lord God. You know the need, Lord God. We ask that you will move mightily, do what you know needs to be done. Father, we ask you for wisdom and knowledge and understanding for Sister Jane, Lord God. We thank you for her even having the yielding and the wanting to for you to move in her life, Lord God, because wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is extremely important. They all work together as a team, Lord God. We thank you for that. And the young lady who's asking for help with work release and those in the house with her in Tallahassee, Father, give them the strength and the courage and the patience to do what needs to be done so they can complete this process effectively, Lord God, that when they leave that they'll be much better than they went in, Lord God, able to move into the newness of life that you have for them, Father, for this was just a bump in the road to get them to where they are going, Lord God, and I pray that it will propel them into their destiny like they need to be. Father, we thank you for Miss Laura Ann. She's not responding as the doctors would like, but, Lord God, we know that you are in the midst, Lord Jesus. We pray that you would touch her body continuously, Lord God. You may be doing it, allowing it to be slow for a reason, and we don't want to rush the process, but we do request, Lord God, that if it be thy will, that you would speed the process along, Lord God. Let Miss Laura Ann begin to respond, even astounding the doctors and the nurses, Lord God. Give a greater report than even what was given. Things that we do ask, Lord God. We do ask. We thank you in advance for those things that are going to come to pass, Lord God. We thank you in advance for what we're going to see. We thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord. We thank you for being a continuous miracle worker. We thank you for loving your children the way that you do, Lord God. We thank you for keeping your hands on us. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for keeping us, oh God. We thank you for restoration, healing, deliverance, Lord God. We just thank you. You are so good. You are great. You are mighty. You are awesome. You are wondrous, Lord God, and there is none like you in the earth, above the earth, Lord God, in the universe. None can compare to the great I am, and we glorify you in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your son. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, for he is with us at all times. We are never alone. We can call on him, very present help. In all things we do, give glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, awesome, lovely wife, for the obedience of prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I yield the floor back. I yield the floor back. Amen. God bless you. Thank God, amen, for that prayer. Thank God for the power of prayer. Amen. And at this time, we're going to unmute, amen, the live. And we want everybody just to thank the Lord right now. He said in all things to give thanks. Amen.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's thank him. Let's
thank
him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We should feel so much better tonight. Amen. After the word of God and after prayer, amen, we should feel, amen, encouraged, amen, to know that God's grace is sufficient. Amen. And his strength is made perfect even in weakness. So we bless God tonight for the word of God coming through, amen, to Derek Nash. Amen. A beautiful prayer coming through, amen, his wife. Amen. Lady Nash, we thank God, amen, for, amen, both of you making yourself available. Amen. Being the servants of righteousness. Amen. Being servants of the Lord. Amen. And blessing us tonight. Amen. We just thank God for the word. Amen. Truly, amen. We are, amen, the servants of righteousness if we do what God commands us to do. Amen. So let us take the word of God to heart. Let us live by the word. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Listen to it all over again. Amen. Because there was so much in the word of God. Amen. If you missed something, amen, you could go back and play it over again to recapture everything that was spoken unto us tonight. Amen. And we want to give you two numbers, amen, where we could be reached, amen, to send you a copy of tonight's broadcast. So if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast for yourself or you want to send it to somebody else, we're going to ask if you would text 912-257-3918. Once again, that's area code 912-257-3918. Or, amen, to, amen, our other listeners, amen, our international listeners, we're going to ask, amen, you as well, if, to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, by using WhatsApp, amen, and text us at 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, amen, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, please text us at 678-608-7234 by using WhatsApp. Amen. We'll be so gracious, amen, to send you a copy of, man, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. When you get it, listen to it. Amen. But also share the word of God with somebody else. Amen. Somebody else needs to hear a word from the Lord, knowing that, amen, they can be used by God and God can use them mightily in a great way. So we bless God tonight, amen, for the word of God. Amen. Thank God for the man of God coming. Amen. We want to just pray over him, and amen, that God may continue to, amen, bless and keep and strengthen him. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Father God, we thank you for your man servant. We thank you even for the woman servant, his companion. Father God, we just thank you how you continue. Oh God, send forth your word. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding through the word of God. Father God, we thank you for the prayer of faith. Father God, we believe you for miracles. We believe you, oh God, to do the impossible. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that you will have your way in their lives. Pray that you will bless them. Oh God, continue to anoint them and re-anoint them. Oh God, give them a double portion of your spirit, that they may fulfill your will and your purpose in their life. Oh, God, bless their ministry. Oh, God, bless their going out, bless their coming in. Whatsoever they put their hands to, God, let it prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you. Oh, God, we trust you. We praise you in advance. You said, in all things give thanks, for this is your will concerning us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We trust you. We give you glory. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Thank God once again tonight. Amen, for the word of God, amen, that came forth through the man of God, amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, also, amen, Pastor Nash, amen, his wife, Lady Nash. Thank God for that beautiful prayer, and we know that prayer changes things, and we know that God answers, amen, when we pray, amen, he answers, amen, our prayer. So we have the petition that we desire of him, amen. So we just bless God tonight. We encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Want you, amen, to invite somebody to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Let them know, amen, that it's a broadcast on, amen, that's declaring the name of Jesus. Amen. And we refuse to let his name go down. We're doing all that we can to uphold his name. Amen. Church, don't let his name go down. Amen. So we just bless God. Amen. We want to encourage you to come back on tomorrow night, amen, at 9 p.m. Amen. Come looking. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, come, amen. Ask God to save you. Ask God to convert you, sanctify you, fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. With the evidence, amen. Amen. Of speaking in unknown tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Amen. We know God is still in the saving business. Amen. He's still giving out. He's still passing out the gift of the Holy Ghost. He hasn't lost no power. So you got to come, amen, with a made up mind, that I refuse to let him go, except he bless my soul. Amen. So tomorrow night, amen, we will be having prayer and tarry service. Amen. On tomorrow night, we want to take time out, amen, to pray, seek the Lord, to wait on God, amen, till we hear from heaven. Somebody said push, meaning pray until something happens. And that's what we want to do on tomorrow evening. We want to pray until something happens. Amen. So God bless you. Until then, we look to see you. Amen. And at this time, we're going to give it back over to our speaker, that he may have the last saying, amen, in the blessing of the line. Amen, Pastor. Amen, Derek Nash. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Amen. We may have, amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Derek Nash. Push star 6. Amen. Push star 6 to come back to the platform.
Hey, young man, what's your name?
My name is Minister Emmanuel. Minister Emmanuel Hogs.
Okay, yeah, I think I know your name. I just didn't know your voice. I thank the Lord for you tonight, Minister Emmanuel. Minister Emmanuel Oaks. I really appreciate you. I just want to pray over you real quick. Oh, and the Father, we just pray over your minister, your bondservant, Emmanuel Oaks, for his love for the gospel, love for people, and love for servants, Lord. Whatever doors he need open in his life, Lord, even the doors he don't even know about, Lord, let your grace come in his life. Let your grace be so plentiful and so sufficient for his life, Lord, that everything that he walk and tread upon, Lord, and he'll be treaded with the Spirit of God. Everything he touch going to be anointed by God. Everything he declare with his mouth shall be anointed by God, and you shall give it unto him because, Lord, you can trust him with it, Lord. He's going to share it, and he's going to share it in the proper places according to the proper people, Lord. He should not give it unto anybody who's going to foolishly use it, but who's going to wisely use it, Lord. I believe this is a wise person who you did
with, Lord. You just got me to pray over me real quick. Deal with the wisdom of him like never before, Lord. Grow him that level before, Lord. And everything, everybody overlooked him over. Even in his service, when he was overlooked, Lord, he did it unto you, Lord. Now, Lord, what you've done is secret. I do it in opening like never before, Lord. This is my prayer for this young man. I don't know why you put in my spirit. But I don't need to know, Lord. This is my prayer for this young man, your bondservant, Lord. And I believe it. I declare it shall be so, Lord. In your time and in your way, Lord. I thank you, Minister Miriam. I thank you tonight for just leading the way for me. I thank you tonight to make it easy for God's word to come through. Thank you, Sister Annette. Thank you. I could call you so many things. You're the only thing you need to know, you're a bondservant. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Ida Booker. Thank you for always pushing me. Thank you, Mother. All of the above, your bondservant too. I thank God. I thank God for this ministry from PNN. I thank you because you have been a great tool for me, even pushing me to learn more and to dig deeper and to challenge me and to sharpen me like I thank God. And I thank God for everybody who come across this whole international platform around the world who come in. Every part of the world, I thank God for you all. Even people I have not seen yet in the natural, I thank God for you all in the different places. I thank God for you all. When y'all go to bed tonight, let y'all petition be done to God. Do not go to bed mad at one another. Hey, go to bed looking for forgiveness. Listen, and seeking to forgive. I'm telling you, do not let these things get in your way in this season. Listen, I do not let, don't be so hard-hearted until even you feel like you got a right to be hard-hearted, a right to be prideful, mean, and hateful. Do not do it. Let it go. Abandon that stuff. But that stuff is scripting you and keeping you from walking into kingdom and the purpose of kingdom and even in your blessings. I just want to encourage y'all. I thank y'all for just giving me the time tonight. I thank y'all for y'all go in the Lord. You're strengthened in the Lord. Stay in the Lord. Faith. Face, please stay in the face. Y'all pray for me, my strength in the Lord. I'm definitely gave everything I could give tonight. So I love y'all, and y'all, I just y'all stay with the Lord. And that's all I got to say tonight, Lord. Be with everybody. And in Jesus Christ's name, amen, amen. This concludes the service.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless, man. God, we love you. We appreciate you. Amen. Thank you for the prayer, and I receive it in Jesus' name, and I count it done because we are yielded vessels unto the Lord. Amen. People of God, we thank you for your patience. Thank you for your listening ear. This concludes our service for this evening. Until tomorrow night, amen. God loves you, and we love you too. Blessings be upon you in Jesus' name. God bless you, and good night.
Muted.
Amen. God bless you, people. God, this concludes our service for tonight. Amen. Thank God for you, man of God. We love you. Thank God for the word of God. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Good night. Until tomorrow night, 9 p.m.
This session is no longer being recorded.
I'm going to take the time to keep you.
Goodbye.